cliffcentral.com. How are you, George? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Back in my studio at home. I'll be somewhere interesting next week.
And your sound quality is so good. Everyone else can take a leaf out of your book. You know, we had Rich Mulholland on this week telling us about how we could do video conferencing better and how people aren't using the technology at their disposal. I've got to give George massive kudos. From day one, George had the best sound, best camera, best arrangement at home. Everything is sorted out. He's been professional from day one. I'm sure it's an absolute pleasure doing video meetings with George.
Halala, George, mini halala.
Yes. Ah.
I won't be that one fighting on the floor, see ya.
You will not, George.
No, just before lockdown, when the president was, or when the rumors were going around that we were going to go into lockdown, I think at the beginning he gave us like 3 days, was it?
Yeah, it was. He made some announcement, then we had a few days to get ready.
Yeah, we had a few days to get ready. I shot out like a flipping flash to buy all this equipment because I realized that we were going to be spending all our time in here. And, you know, if you've got crap quality, you have the person on the other side has a bad experience, and then meetings become difficult.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like the way you fashioned it around your bathroom so that you can actually sit on the loo while you're doing this.
Did I say anything about my bathroom?
That is not true, Leanne. George's sound is much better than yours. All right. Okay. So what's happening in the world of motoring and in the world of cars?
Well, very interesting. This just has to be spoken about. In California, which I don't know whether California has anything to do with it, the Medical Board of California is investigating a plastic surgeon who appeared on a video conference for a traffic violation during a trial while operating on a patient.
Sure.
Jeez.
We did watch
that situation unfold. In fact, we spoke about it briefly yesterday, but the judge got quite upset.
Yes. Oh. The judge got quite upset and was hesitant to continue with the trial. And apparently this Mr. Green said, sometimes surgery doesn't always go as, and the judge interrupted him before he could finish his sentence and said he's uncomfortable with this happening.
Rightfully so.
What if you're the person on that operating table?
Well, it's only going to be a matter of time before someone is driving a car while they're supposed to appear in court on a video conferencing app. So I wouldn't put it past people to do even dumber things.
Yeah, well, putting someone else as well. I suppose in a car, you're putting lots of people's lives in danger, I suppose.
Yeah.
A report by J.D. Power. J.D. Power is a big research entity in the US.
It's not PJ Power's brother, is it?
Yeah. JDPDP.
No, it's not PJ Power's brother. Yeah. Where is PJ Power's anyway?
She's around.
Tandega, the living legend.
She's around.
Yeah, no, she was on your show not so long ago.
Yeah.
So J.D. Power put out a study that ranked car brands by order of dependability. It was called the Dependability Study. And what they do is they measure the number of problems per 100 vehicles experienced during the preceding 12 months by original owners of three-year-old vehicles. So the highest ranked brand with the least amount of problems and the highest dependability is in this 2021 study, Lexus, believe it or not.
Wow.
Second was Porsche. And then a brand that I wouldn't have thought would have got third was Kia.
George, I wouldn't have thought Lexus would be up there, frankly. I mean, I can't even tell you what a Lexus looks like, and I have seen them. You know?
Well, call it the Mercedes-Benz of Toyota.
Yeah. And this is for what? Dependability?
Yep, dependability, the number of problems in the preceding 12 months for that particular brand.
Well, I wasn't going to buy a Porsche up until this study, so I'll go out and get one today.
Don't park it in your bathroom, Leanne. You can do video calls in it. It works.
Okay.
And then there's a couple of studies coming out at the moment for electric car road trips. And, you know, a lot of South Africans are concerned. You remember I had the e-Golf last week. A lot of South Africans are concerned about range and the ability for cars to make the grade when it comes to, you know, getting from here to Durban or getting from here to Johannesburg to Cape Town. We're going to say yeah, I suppose. There's lots of people from lots of places listening. So a particular study try to measure the average of the cars available in the country at the moment and what it would take to drive to different provinces. And it turns out that the average distance that an electric car could do at the moment, and if you take all of them together, you know, the lowest being, you know, in the range of the i3 and the Mini, and then the highest range or the longest range in the I-Pace. And the average range is 343 kilometers. So it turns out that it takes about 46 minutes or roughly closer to an hour to get the I-Pace's battery charged to 53% on a fast charger. And there are many fast chargers along the route. So a trip from Joburg to Cape Town in the average electric vehicle with charging would take you approximately 20 hours, and 4 hours and 8 minutes of that would be charging.
Okay.
Joburg to Durban would take you roughly around 8.5 hours with 1 hour and 50 minutes being charging.
All right.
Word.
Johannesburg to Kimberley would take you around 7 hours with 1 hour and 32 minutes of charging. And that is using the average of between the Mini SE and the I-Pace. So I think we're getting there fast, to be honest.
It can't happen soon enough. I love these electric cars. Like, yeah, I know you do, George.
I agree. And then finally, Gareth, the Gauteng government, I don't know if you heard, has taken a hard stance on e-tolls. So the Gauteng provincial government has made a formal submission to the national government indicating its rejection of the implementation of e-tolls.
Good.
And I think this is this e-tolls thing keeps coming up and you know, never comes to an end. And hopefully that this particular instance brings this thing to fruition now.
Yeah, I think that's terrific. That's good news because these e-tolls have been hanging over our heads like a sword of Damocles for the longest times and nobody cares about them. They're a complete joke. SANRAL has administered the whole thing like toilet, and I just think we've had enough.
Well, I think those gantries are really good places for a billboard, you know, and billboards on the side of the road at the moment. You can actually look in front of you at a billboard instead of looking to the side of the road. So, you know, turn them into big billboards.
Absolutely. All right, George, thanks very much.
CliffCentral.com.